And I've got a special lineup for you today, a couple of things. First of all, I've got some equipment on the desk here that I have Eric Talman in the studio today from the Satellite Phone Store. He's going to be describing these push-to-talk radios and how it can be bridged into LTE or cell tower radios. And I've also got this other stuff over here, the bivy sticks and the satellite radios. So there's going to be a whole interview released about all the newest capabilities of this technology. That's coming up. But I've also got in studio a special guest. I've given him a nickname of High Cap, and he's here. There you can see the back of him. How you doing, High Cap?
I'm doing good, Mike. Glad to be aboard.
Thanks for sticking around. You were here filming with the Satellite Phone Store because High Cap has used all this equipment. He and his team run border operations to help defend Texas, well, and America. But thanks for staying to talk with us.
Absolutely. Glad to be here always.
Well, so normally, folks, we would start out with news headlines. But today, because High Cap has, places to be and ops to run, we're gonna go right to you, High Cap, because you've got some, I think, really critical breaking news to share with us. You were telling me off camera a little bit about what's happening with lithium mines. And I know you have to practice operational security, of course. But what can you tell us about what's going on with the lithium mines?
Well, I know that the pacts that are being made between Russia and China and the different stuff that we're seeing going on that is open source news that the public are able to track and watch. We're also seeing the South America pipeline light up red hot with traffic.
Human trafficking?
Human pipeline? Trafficking, pushing possibly equipment and things like that that bring into either Mexico or can bring closer to the U.S. borders, one or the other. Being specific, I can't go there too much, but based off of the lithium mine topic we were talking about, a certain country that we've been asked to pay attention to and help assist in some protection and security that China has come into and is starting to take their commodities, land. They changed their election. They went in and guided their election to favor them more in a more communist direction. There are a lot of things that are in play, just like it happened in Brazil. The same group that worked the elections and changed the algorithm there have moved towards this other country that has quite a large lithium mine that is there that is being looked at to be taking.
Okay, so let me back up and maybe provide some context to this. So China and let's say China and Russia seem to be teaming up right now versus the West, and it's a race for control over the world's commodities, I would say, and energy resources. But commodities, lithium is a key commodity right now because of course, batteries, electric vehicles, the whole so-called clean energy revolution. If China can come in and kind of occupy or control these South American nations and deprive the United States of lithium, then that would really hurt U.S. industry, right? Is that part of the equation, you think?
Absolutely. They've already bought up in this certain country. They've already bought up the port for their exporting goods. They bought that seaport. They've also bought lots of different farmland and different things like that they're taking control of.
The ports, because China doesn't have a lot of naval bases like the U.S. does. So China's really lacking in friendly bases outside of China.
That's correct.
And hence, perhaps the need for them to occupy Taiwan as well. Then they have the deep sea access off the coast of Taiwan.
That's correct.
But then if China moves in and really controls South America, then we have, America has, a real geopolitical enemy on our southern border, not just illegal immigration to deal with.
Yeah, it would be a very bad thing to see the South America area, the Latin America pipeline, we call it, which is used for trafficking, used for pushing drugs and different stuff through, to be controlled by a Russia-backed or China-backed, either way, scenario. Already know that Hezbollah and other terrorist groups are in amongst the pack that they're working together for planning against the West. Period. Now,
we've seen in the news, open source news over the last few months, we've seen more cases of Middle Eastern radicals slash terrorists crossing the southern border. And I'm hearing from other sources that there are a lot of Chinese nationals now that are crossing the southern border in various ways. Do you sense that there's been any kind of shift in what is happening across our border? In other words, are there more like military age men coming across? Because it seems like there's an occupation being set up of a certain type of young military age male. Are you seeing that at all?
From our standpoint, where it is, and this is not in my military affiliation, this is outside that, we are seeing a strategic move to push people across the border because this administration has not been able to vet or verify any of the foreign or Latin or anybody, their background. They haven't been able to track anything. There has been Afghan people brought across under Afghan IDs or identification of some sort that weren't actually them. They turned out to be Taliban.
Really?
And so there is a lot of different things happening. I can't give specifics on that, but the bottom line is that we are being invaded and there is a strategic move to that to place pressure and resources spread out thin across the U.S., especially on the borders, that they can't deal with other issues.
Okay, check this out. Show my screen if you would. Yeah, Leo Homan, he's an author. Amazon just banned his book. It's called Stealth Invasion. And in this book, he's documenting exactly what you were just describing there, HICAP, which is the, you know, how this trafficking is coming in, but it's not just random people. It's not families coming across. It's not young women with children as much. I know that they're still a part of it, but it is young military age men, some from the Middle East, some from China, it seems. And then this man, Homan, writes a book, Stealth Invasion, and Amazon says, oh, your book is hate speech.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him at all, but or his book, but if he's speaking what I'm talking about, then he's spot on because I'm speaking from our intel side, which makes, I'll just put it this way, it makes it high up the food chain as far as people are listening and paying attention to what our team is working on.
And for those, you know, I've interviewed you a couple of times and I really appreciate you coming in and allowing us to kind of put your silhouette on camera today. We can't reveal your identity, but for those who haven't seen any of our previous interviews, I forgot how we are okay to describe what you do. I mean, you run teams, with the military, or what? How do you describe it?
So I do work in the military capacity on certain things. I am military. I work on the border on a special operations team that works multi-agency doing that. But I also have outside that capacity what I call my regular job is support of operations and intel, which we work with other agencies. We are under the umbrella of a certain agency as far as our reporting goes. So I try to keep that in safety as far as what I say and what I do.
Of course.
There are a lot of topics I can generalize and due to the fact that they're open source. But the thing is, just like what you're doing, Mike, you're putting it out there to where people can see it because a lot of these other news agencies and other online agencies are burying this stuff and not reporting
yes.
on it. So you bring it to the forefront and it's I hope to back up what you're saying by what I'm seeing personally and hearing personally yes. direct through my teams.
Well, and understand, you know, we always respect operational security, especially for you and your men and women on your teams. we want you to be safe and effective in what you're doing. We would never compromise anybody's security just to have a, you know, breaking news. We would never violate anything you told me in confidence. You know that because we've known each other for some time now. But you're right. The other agencies are burying the important stories. And let me ask you this question along those lines. So I've interviewed other experts such as J.R. Nyquist, who described specific plans for the communist Chinese to launch a domestic sabotage operations in CONUS, you know, in the continental U.S. here, and that there has been pre-positioning of certain assets, such as portable mortars, like 60 millimeter mortars, ground-to-air missile systems to harass commercial airlines. Mortars can be used against refineries and also power grid substations. Also, illegal suppressors, illegal drop-in full auto sears for AK-47s. Equipment like this, some of which has been interdicted by Customs and Border Protection, by the way.
Very little, by the way.
Very little, right. But I've seen press releases from CBP where they have like crates of illegal suppressors.
That's correct.
But do you sense, to the extent that you can or maybe you can't, does there seem to be pre-positioning for action, perhaps just sabotage in America?
We know for a fact, again, from my private sector side, we know for a fact that including equipment that was left behind in Afghanistan that was being put together with, as you know, some of the like fast attack vehicles we use that were left behind over there that I use now at the border, with trailers, with drone capability, with explosives, not to be said whether they are biological, radioactive, or just explosive systems being loaded in shipping containers to be able to be shipped somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're going somewhere. We are being reported to that they are to be utilized against the Western culture.
So theoretically then, there, some of the equipment that was left behind in Afghanistan could be deployed against civilian or government targets in Western Europe, for example.
Absolutely.
They could bomb a London government building or
Absolutely.
Something.
And that's, wow. That's a disgrace.
Yeah, yeah, it is a disgrace. What about in the United States? We've seen a lot of train crashes. We've seen, in fact, here in Texas, there was another chemical plant that just exploded yesterday, I think. We've seen food industry sabotage, arson of over 100 food plants or distribution hubs. We've seen refineries blow up. We saw the liquid natural gas, the LNG plant, blow up a year ago. Do you sense or do you have any information that you could share that this is more than just an accident?
Are you familiar with the term red team?
I mean,
When somebody uses a red team, it's its own entity using it, another team to test its capability to be secure, whether it be electronic, as far as it's just all around security, physical, electronic stuff, equipment, capabilities. The U.S. could not withstand its own red team.
Really?
Yeah. As far as infrastructure. Well, what we're already seeing, is it not an answer enough? Are we not seeing the actual answer in front of our own eyes? Do they think that this is so much of a coincidence? At what point does people wake up and say, hey, what is going on here? And I believe that is happening. And I believe it's also happening on the Christian side of things too. People are waking up and they are starting to see and pay attention to what's happening globally. It's rough.
Let me follow that up because, you know, we see more and more disruptions in food infrastructure and then energy infrastructure. We saw the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline affecting Germany and Western Europe. Now we see massive layoffs, deindustrialization of Europe. The deindustrialization of Europe shut down the metals smelting operations. About 80% of them are done, like done forever. I mean, metals smelting that's been there for 150 years, done. Well, if you want to manufacture munitions to fight Russia, you have to be able to melt iron ore and make steel, and you have to have copper and nickel and alloys. They can't do it anymore. Western Europe has no capability to manufacture the munitions to fight Russia.
People seem to think that why would any of the, let's just say, the cabal mentality, we'll just throw that out there, why would they do this? Because it affects them too. Any chemical issues, any virus issues, any of this stuff. If people are so naive to believe that they don't already have their own protective mentality, then it's crazy. That exact reference that you use as far as shutting down smelter, what's the easiest way? Ban ammunition or shut down the smelting plants?
Right. They just do sabotage against smelting plants.
Correct.
Well, frankly, they sabotage Nord Stream. The smelting plants shut down because they can't economically function, because electricity costs are too high, because the natural gas from Russia is shut off. But it's like, the reason I'm asking this is because if the West wants to defeat Russia, why would the West destroy its own energy pipeline that's needed to manufacture the munitions to fight Russia?
There you go. I'm glad you're such the wonderful mind that you are, Mike, because it's already answering your own question.
Okay. All right. All right. So the sabotage is, it's like sabotage squared.
It is.
It's like the sabotage is at the highest levels.
Yeah. There's no way that you can come up with a deductive reasoning unless Fauci gave it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Fauci. There we go. A whole nother can of worms there.
Absolutely.
But even in, okay, let's come back to the United States. And I appreciate you taking the time. I know you got to run. We'll wrap this up shortly. But even in the United States, so we've seen that there's no domestic capability to manufacture the rounds of, let's say, 155 artillery that is necessary to keep up with what Russia is firing. Not even close. So they've announced that they're going to build new manufacturing facilities. It's going to take 2 years. And you know that's a best case scenario, given that you can't get parts for anything, including air conditioners. So it's probably going to be 3 years down the road, and then they'll be able to manufacture 90,000 rounds a month. Russia's already manufacturing 90,000 rounds a month now.
So is India. So is several other countries that are selling to the highest bidder.
So how do we function as a military? I'm just asking your opinion as a military person. How do we function as a military and do our core functions, which should be national defense, if we can't, if we don't have the munitions manufacturing infrastructure because it's being shut down by these climate cultists who don't want any energy in the world?
I mean, the answer is we can't. You know, the bottom line is we can't keep up with that. Being able to hit key marks that we need to keep up with the military machine to produce or supply what we need, we're too far behind the power curve. And then once we were too far behind the power curve, then we got our knees cut out from underneath us by supply.
Which gets us back to the minerals, lithium and nickel.
Absolutely.
And so many of these mines are outside the United States, and China is moving in and saying, we're going to pay top dollar for these raw materials. And that's depriving the U.S. even rare earth metals.
Right. Or they're taking it.
Or they're just taking them. Right.
Yeah.
But China can afford to go in a lot of these South American countries and just hand them, like, here's a $10 billion project, you know, public works project. And then the leader, oh yeah, you can just take $1 billion off the
whatever
top.
You want.
Yeah, exactly. Buy yourself a new mansion.
Right. And that's where the different algorithms that were used to take over the voting outcomes to put people that they want in place.
Yeah.
You know, this is always going to be the left saying the right is, you know, blowing things out of proportion, or that's not true. The facts speak for themselves. You have the situation that has come and the different entities which are coming to light with this, the House of Congress, their investigations and what's coming up, and the things that they're bringing out ought to make the public sick to their stomach.
Well, because, yeah, I agree with you. And I believe, and this is me, not you saying this, but I believe China infiltrated U.S. elections. And I think that Biden is a CCP puppet, frankly, and because they have, you know, compromat on his son, Hunter, with all the laptop blackmail information with Chinese hookers and whatever else. I think we're living under Chinese occupation, and not like military occupation, but Chinese influence at the highest levels. And every time I turn around, decisions are being made by the White House that benefit China. You know, like Trump, for example, was trying to bring rare earth metals back to U.S. mining. Well, Biden shut all that down, destroying our domestic supply that Trump was trying to put in place. You know, if you're at the Pentagon and you're trying to source what you need to manufacture modern aircraft, right? You have to have a certain amount of you know, iridium and gallium and all these, you know, titanium, you name it. You got to have it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so in your face is how do you miss it? And then yet people are missing it.
People are missing it. What are you hearing from like the people that you run with and your teams, your military guys? Are they like red pilled about all this too? Do they see this happening?
Well, sure. Like minded people, for one, first and foremost, in my group, Christian base is a mentality that has to be there. To be able to support each other based off this country's core values as a constitutional and patriotic. We would not do the things we did to support the help save the people that we have done and put forth the efforts we have a lot of times with our own money or no money. And being able to do that because we seek glory or whatever, no, we don't. You don't get to heaven by works. And that's just the bottom line of it. The bottom line of it is it needs to be done. And if we don't do it, then nobody else is doing it. And I can't sit by and watch what's happening to a level that if I am able to help a group do something that supports this country's safety, the people in it, safety, support our military, as I have given my life to.
Yeah.
We're not talking of any seditious mentality. We're not talking about any corrupt terroristic overthrows, things like that. We're talking about supporting this country to keep our border safe and our people in them safe, and those that are abroad safe.
Yeah, I mean, and supporting our country as founded with the constitutional protections and rights and the Bill of Rights. You and I are on the same page. All we want is a functioning constitutional republic.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
It feels more and more like that's slipping away. I promised I wouldn't keep it too long, but is there anything else that you want to add? I mean, we've got a massive audience here watching. Anything that you want to leave people with that they need to keep in mind?
Two things. One, pay attention to what Brighteon's got to say. Mike, you put out great information, just the information alone, and then how to support that information. You have the ability to that. Two, you better really work hard to be the best version of yourself in a godly manner as you can. I fell at that every day. I hit my knees, ask for forgiveness, repent, the things like that. People want to give Christians a hard time or talk about names or persecute them. Well, you go right ahead because I stand strong and I don't have to worry about that as far as other than I'm practicing in it as best I can. And so people better wake up. This world ends too.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and sadly for billions of human beings, it might end faster than they anticipated because of what's happening globally.
Indeed.
We could be, well, actually I have one last question for you. Are your people aware of the existence of Russia's Poseidon weapon systems? You know, these are the underwater drones that carry 100 megaton warheads, and they're believed to be already parked off the continental shelf, off the East Coast. All it takes is a radio signal from Russia to detonate 100 megaton warhead that would, you know, push a radioactive tsunami across the entire East Coast. Like, is there awareness that Russia has these advanced weapon systems?
We are aware of the topic. As more than that, I can just say we are aware of the topic.
Yeah. And Russia's got hypersonics that the U.S. doesn't have yet. I mean, you said that we're behind the power curve, and it's like what was the Pentagon doing with all these billions of dollars this whole time? Should have been keeping up with...
We're paying for transgender reading, parading our children around for sex changes and equality, and paying $5 million reparations per person. We're worried about more sensitive, touchy-feely, I need a hug, than standing up in position to protect this country so that those touchy-feely people can have their touchy-feely moments.
Yeah, right now America doesn't need a hug. America needs hypersonic missiles that that can evade
or a backbone.
Anti-air systems.
Or a backbone.
Or what?
A backbone.
Yeah,
they need a backbone.
Exactly. No, I've seen that with the military as well. It's so frustrating for me because I'm a longtime supporter of active duty and veterans and law enforcement. And then I see Austin at the Pentagon coming down and pushing this agenda where it's like, oh, here's an all-gay helicopter crew. Like, who cares? I want to know, can they fly the damn helicopter? Can they evade, you know, SAMs? I don't care if they're gay. They can be as gay as they want. Can they fly the damn chopper?
Just quit pushing it down everybody else's throat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, we appreciate you. And your nickname forevermore now is High Cap when you visit me, by the way.
Leave it to Mike.
Yeah, well, we had to come up with something to call you by, something that was broadcast worthy. So High
Cap
it is.
And I'll live with it.
Okay, all right. Thank you for joining us, and God bless you and your crew, and keep up the good work, and please keep us posted. And you know, you can reach me at any time. If you've got a red alert heads up, if you see, you know, crazy weapon systems coming across the border, like a sign of something to come, and it, you know, if you're allowed to share it with me and make it public, please reach out.
There will be a time and a place for all warnings, no matter who's involved.
Yeah, true. All right. Well, stay safe in the meantime. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, and God bless, Mike.
God bless. All right, folks, that was High Cap. He's, again, working on the Texas border and other special operations inside and outside the United States of America. And just remember, folks, this is the equipment that's keeping High Cap alive and all his crew members down there, allowing them to communicate and allowing them to call in help even when there's no cell towers. You know, satellite communications is the backup system. And even, remember, I travel with all this stuff, the bivy sticks over here, the two-way text messaging, and my sat phones. I've got an Iridium phone and an Inmarsat phone. Got to have backup communications. And you can find out about all that at the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And now straight ahead, we're going to continue with our regular news here on Brighteon Broadcast. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.